there. It is I, your public servant and advocate for all matters great and small, Diana Belfair, mayor and proud citizen of the town of Sunken Harbor, New York. No, really, the pleasure is mine. I wanted to be here to welcome you personally as you got off at our stop on the Long Island Railroad. Oh, step carefully from the platform there, please. I am so very pleased to see you've come back to see us again. Oh, please believe me, all those strange things you encountered the last time you visited our town, well, those things have been cleared up, just in time for our annual strawberry festival. You shouldn't have any of those issues going forward. Well, why would I tell you differently? After all, my very reputation rests upon it, and a person's reputation is all they have, isn't that right? Come this way, come. There's so much to see.
Hi guys, Sissy here, better known to some of you as Cistern Sissy, the gardening goddess. Thanks to all you new subscribers to my YouTube channel. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would amass over 1,000 subscribers. Wow, just wow. My heart is aglow. Thank you ever so kindly, and make sure you don't forget to comment down below. As a young English woman, I suppose I am somewhat genetically predisposed to the art of gardening. It's in our blood, you see, and we simply cannot stop ourselves from doing something useful with the soil in our surroundings. As you can plainly hear in my speech, I am English, but have for the last several years made my home in the good old US of A, here in Sunken Harbor, New York. Long Island, New York, that is. It ain't Brooklyn, as they say, but it'll do. However, where gardening is concerned, it will more than do. I doubt I could otherwise keep a garden as lovely as mine.
Your garden?
Oh dear, that grim goose. That's my uncle, Jay Sheldon.
Sissy, my dear, set the facts straight for your viewers. This is our garden. Let's not lose sight that I allow you to keep part of it for yourself. Now, stop your camera and erase this bit so I don't appear in any more of this nonsense.
Oh, but Uncle Jay, you must realize by now, you are a fan favorite.
I am? You mean to say the camera was running all those times?
Yes?
You must take those videos down at once.
But the best of Uncle Jay's rants and raves are classics. Dead brilliant. You may be almost as big a YouTube star as I am.
A YouTube star? What on earth?
Run along, Uncle Jay.
Run along?
Go on now. Thank you. Now, he's a treat, isn't he? Back to what I was saying. What was I about to say? Oh yes, it's that time of year again. What could that be? Wait for it. Aha, yes, strawberry season. And looky here. I have here with me my new little buddy. Would you look at this guy? Oh, I found him in a garage sale recently. Isn't he just too adorable? I can't take it. Who's my favourite little buddy? Yes. Yeah, I know. Some of you will say he's a tad strange-looking, but I think he's lovely.
He's a grotesque little bugger.
I thought I told you already. Shoo! Anyway, I just love this. He's so nice and plush, my little strawberry man. Look at those little C's and this silly little grin. I still haven't thought of a name for him. If you have any suggestions as to what I should call him, just comment down below. So, as my friend Mr. Strawberry and I wanted to inform you, strawberry season will soon be upon us, and I can't wait, because here in our town of Sunken Harbor, they have the most wonderful event each year. What else could it be? Yes, the annual Sunken Harbor Strawberry Festival. You can see here to my right, I have some gorgeous ever-bearing strawberry plants. What are ever-bearing strawberry plants? These are some of the best things you can have in a home garden. They produce fruit throughout an entire growing season. There's only one thing I adore more than strawberries. It's strawberries I have grown myself in my own garden. So far, the weather has been unkind this season, but I'm still holding on to hope that these precious babes will come bursting through the leaves. They have to. They always bloom. Always. After all, the Strawberry Festival will soon be here, and what would the first week of June in Sunken Harbor be without strawberries or a Strawberry Festival? Because we really need it now, you see. I really need it now. More than ever. We all need something to feel good about. It's the one thing that brings all the good out. We all get together for the harvest and celebrate what is still right in our world. We bring forth the harvest and there's a carnival with live music and games, and all the money that is raised goes to local charities. Yes, I need it. I need it now more than ever because there's so much that is... I can't go into it here. Let's just say that I lost two very good friends here very recently, both very young like myself, and it's been so hard to cope. But I've been doing all right. I'm getting better. These videos and all you nice folks out there that have been so supportive, this all keeps me from going completely crackers.
Sissy, my dear. There now, let's turn that camera off for a spell. It's all right. It's all right, my dear. Come now.
Hey, I haven't seen you here since... I can't remember.
Hey, Annie.
Habney. I remember when you used to come in here all the time.
I don't know what you're made of, Annie, but I know I had to cut back on the booze. How you doing, hon?
I'm partly cloudy with the chance of sunshine. How you doing? Still making those statues?
I gave all that up. Well, I thought I did.
Well, if you ever want to sculpt me... That was a joke, by the way.
I retired from wax sculpting for the museums a few years ago, but lately this one guy keeps bothering me.
Bothering you?
Yeah, strange guy. Give me the creeps, tell you the truth. Yeah, he commissioned me for a couple of sculptures, paid me a fortune, money that came in handy for my daughter, Beth. Her insurance wasn't covering her, I'd rather not get into that now, but let's just say the money did a lot of good.
So what's the problem?
This guy, he calls himself Simon...
Simon?
Yeah, Simon Perdido.
Simon Perdido?
You know him, huh? A real strangeo, right? You see really weird stuff when you work with the wax museums, but I never met anyone who was so...
I need a cigarette. Romeo, there's no one in here but us. Let me have a cigarette in here, please. Don't make an old lady go outside. Come on now. Thanks, hon.
I can't believe I'm asking this, but let me get one, too.
Sure, why not?
Put that out, Annie.
Oh, Sheriff.
It's the law. It's been the law for quite some time now.
Such a hard ass.
What was that? If I was gonna be a hard ass, I could slap a very fat fine on this establishment right now. Hey, Romeo. Annie's next Cutty Stark and Soda is on me. Mr. Hobney. I saw you walk in here. It just so happens I've been looking into a theft at your place, and I'm...
Your place
I'm a little...
was robbed, Hobney? Oh, jeez.
Well, yes, sort of. Look, Sheriff, I was going to call you... It looks as though... I don't know.
The matter has been resolved.
Hello, Simon. What do you mean, resolved?
I commissioned Mr. Derek Hobney here... to sculpt my likeness, a life-size sculpture in clay. It seems it went missing. At first, I was quite distressed. But as I said, the matter has been resolved.
Resolved?
Yes, resolved. No charges need to be pressed. Although it could be said that there was some carelessness on the part of Mr. Hobney here, I bear him no ill will. In fact, if he would be kind enough to return my messages, I would only like to hire his services for another commission.
I'll have to get back to you on that, Mr. Perdido.
Please. That's so formal. Call me Simon. Well, I must be on my merry way. Good afternoon.
You see? I can't get away from him. I wish he would just leave me alone.
Mr. Hobney, has he threatened you in any way?
No, it's just that he's very persistent. He doesn't seem to know how to take a hint.
That's Simon Perdido for you. And I would have bet the house that he was dead.
Dead?
Oh, that was just a rumor.
Then again, maybe he is dead after all.
What makes you say that?
Do you honestly believe that was a normal living person that just walked away from us now?
Nah, save that talk for the back end of the bar, Annie.
I don't mean to pour salt on your cornflakes, Hobney. But he's not gonna leave you alone. Not until you give him what he wants. You know that, don't you?
Pour me another Tullamore Dew, Romeo.
Tullamore? Don't! Not until I get my cutty and soda. Romeo!
I still don't understand what the big deal is. He wants to hire you to do more sculpting, so?
I did two pieces for him. That was enough.
Wait, two? You never said anything about a second piece.
I did a life-size portrait of Simon in clay that I modeled from photographs. Just now is the first time I've ever met the guy in person. We only spoke over the phone. And then, at the last moment, he asked me to make another small sculpture of the Roman god Mercury and to send it as a gift to the home of Mayor Belfair.
Mayor Belfair? When did you send that sculpture?
Why? Is there a problem?
Just answer the question, please, Mr. Hobney.
Something happened, didn't it?
This is Ali Silva of Fireside Mystery Theater. There are times we find ourselves taking certain things for granted. Those of us who cherish the many hours we get to spend filling our ears with the news, education, and entertainment we receive from our favorite podcasts should consider something for a moment. What if a loss of hearing suddenly deprived us of this pleasure? Millions of people all over the world are in this very situation. But Audioboom, along with the Starkey Hearing Foundation, have joined forces to make a real difference. Together, we can help to raise funds to provide the gift of hearing to those in need around the world. The Starkey Hearing Foundation provides hearing aids and hearing-related health care to millions of patients in over 100 countries. Now, during the month of May, Starkey Hearing Foundation and Audioboom are launching the Listen In campaign, and they're asking our listeners to help them reach their $25,000 fundraising goal. Funds raised for the Listen In campaign will support the next round of global outreach. And since Starkey Hearing Foundation is a 501c3 public charity, all donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent allowable by law. To give the gift of hearing, all you need to do is go to listenincampaign.org. Once again, that's listenincampaign.org. Take it from a podcaster who knows, sound and listening are our very currency. So go there now and know that with every contribution, you are giving the miraculous gift of hearing. Thank you.
It sounded like
mice. Rats. Oh, God. We've never had rats. Oh, please, God.
Hey, who can't be?
It's the one thing I can't handle. Rodents. Rats. Diana, it went behind my chair. Diana, do something. Please. Please.
I don't think that was a rat, Mother. It looked like...
Oh, Diana, help me, please.
Mother, just be careful. You're going to... The candle, it's still lit. Oh, it's too close to the current. Mother, we have to get... I have got to call.
Don't you dare call anybody.
The flames, they're spreading too quickly. Mother, you have to come with me. Come.
Let go of me. Let me go.
These flames, Mother, come on.
Get your hands off of me.
It is too much! I'm afraid!
Diana, where are you going? Don't leave me here! Diana!
Mayor Belfair.
Yes, Sheriff.
The boys were able to contain the fire so it didn't spread past the living room. There's a nice bit of damage there, but I suppose you're pretty well insured.
Is that all you have to say?
Well, what do you want me to say? I'm sorry, is all I can say.
Oh, it was only a matter of time till we were found out.
What was that? We? What do you mean by we?
You all looked inside the house, didn't you? Just come out with it and spare me the police procedural.
What are you talking about, Mayor Belfair? We found no one else inside your home.
No one else?
Who were we supposed to find? Mayor Belfair? Who were we supposed to find?
All right then. I suppose this person got out of the house somehow.
Who?
I'd rather not say.
And why is that?
It's a private affair. And between you and me, a little embarrassing. Something I wouldn't want the public to know about. Nothing that has to be anyone's business.
All right then.
It doesn't sound like it's all right with you. No matter. I don't wish to talk about it anymore.
We have reports to write up.
This has to do with my personal life, Sheriff Ulster. You didn't find anything.
What would you say if I asked to take another look inside your home?
I would say that I thought you saw all that you needed to see.
Wait. What's this here on the ground?
What's that? Oh, that.
Did you lose this? Looks like it was a nice little statue. It's damaged, though. Seems like it's lost an arm and a leg.
I was wondering where that went. It was supposed to be a gift. Pretty tacky looking. Like a rejected trophy figure.
I don't know anything about art. Looks all right to me, though, I guess.
The figure was standing on a little pedestal. I wonder where that went.
What is Hecuba to him, or he to Hecuba?
I'm afraid I don't understand your question.
Am I expected to comprehend every question I put forth?
No. It is firmly set in stone. You being the one who asks, and I being the one who tells.
Set in stone? Is not the statue made of...
Clay. Yes, the statue is made of clay.
How is it damaged?
You did not watch the scene closely enough.
Who started the fire? Why did she leave her mother in the blaze?
Watch with me. I don't want to spoil the ending for you.
Where did her mother go?
I know where I'm going. To a festival. Something they call a strawberry festival.
A strawberry festival?
Yes, a strawberry festival. Come with me. For you are the one who asks, and you will soon have more questions. And I will furnish a reply, because I am the one who tells.
All right, there's nothing you need to really worry about. Everything is just fine, really. I detect a trace of doubt in your expression right now, but I want you to know that I have the kind of leadership style that accounts for minor mishaps like these. Just the same, let's move along, but do come and see us again soon. I promise things will be much more restful and quiet. What's that? You heard strange voices. They were just the voices of James Reeser as Mr. Sheldon, Alan LaForest as Simon Perdido, Eric Davy Gisleson as Sheriff Ulster, Mary Murphy as Lynn Belfair and Annie, and David Linton as Derek Hobney. Oh, and the one who asks and the one who tells, that was only Michael Pate and Gustavo Rodriguez. And a gal named Ali Silva, she portrayed Sissy and did a decent job at impersonating me, Mayor Diana Belfair. Not too shabby, Miss Silva, not too shabby at all. Sunken Harbor, the Strawberry Festival, Cistern Sissy, was written and researched by Sylban Sandovar. The production was directed by Holly Payne Strange. Sunken Harbor, the Strawberry Festival was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed the theme music. The musical score was improvised by Nico Slater. The sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. The technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard, and the production coordinator is Bronte Shane Orengo. I have to say, this is a pretty darn good show, so listen to your friend, Mayor Belfair, and cast Fireside Mystery Theater, that vote of confidence, by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a rating and review for the show there. Hey, I'm almost a Luddite, and even I managed to do it. So can you. Every rating and review you leave for this show allows this fine group of youngsters to keep casting their pods on the worldwide, whatever it is they call it these days. So just do it, okay? Oh, and what's this? Oh, thank you. My assistant just handed this memo to me. I see. It says here that by going to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch, listeners can purchase all sorts of cool swag with the Fireside Mystery Theater logo emblazoned upon it. You can get t-shirts, mugs, smartphone cases. If only they sold tote bags. Wait, they do sell tote bags. I'm going to order one of those for myself then. Wow, there are just too many different products listed here to choose from. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. I hear there may be some sales coming up, so stay tuned. My memo also mentions that there is one more live taping of Fireside Mystery Theater left for the season, Sunday, May 27th at 5 p.m. at the Slipper Room in New York City. I'm putting that in my date book now. That's one commute to the city I won't mind taking. The show is called The Electric Chair. Oh, sounds very interesting. Tickets can be purchased now at slipperroom.com. So come visit us again at Sunken Harbor. I've given you the key to the city, a town, so all you need to do is check in soon for the latest entry in our coverage of the Sunken Harbor Strawberry Festival. This is your own devoted and humble servant, Mayor Diana Belfair. Oh, do I get to say that? Ali Silva's famous mind the shadows bit. Oh, I guess I just said it. mind the shadows. And I'll be there to pick you up at the Sunken Harbor train station next time.